I want to just remind you of something that we taught about this week, that the key to your victory is understanding the times and seasons. Jesus talked about that, about knowing the times of the seasons and knowing when the fig tree would blossom. Now, we looked at spiritual alignment. This is so important. Spiritual alignment, understanding spiritual order and alignment is so important to what God is doing today. That spiritual alignment is so important. We looked at that. We looked about from 1 Corinthians 12, 20, about the order of the offices that God has placed. We looked at that and we reviewed that. Again, we're trying to just review here a moment. We talked about the positioning of ministry, how that works. We talked about the prophets, the seers. I said, you are a force in the earth to be reckoned with. See, the body of Christ is not just some emaciated, if we can just get to heaven, if I can just get by, if I can get on the last car, the last train in the caboose and get through this, that's now how God wants you to live. We talked about gaining kingdom strength and momentum and understanding the kingdom of power, government, grace, people, administration, culture, and glory. We looked at Isaiah 6:10, and we ministered there. Now, let's show you something. I'm going to make some statements today, okay? And normally, you know, most Christians, I'm a pastor. I understand that. If I can just get by, Pastor Zimmer, I'll be okay. No, I don't want to get by. If I can just get over this, you know, wait a minute. The devil wants you to say that, if I can. Maybe I will. Perhaps I'll make it. The devil's just sitting there and eating the church up. Eating the church up. Well, look at us. We're as weak as water. See, you are a force in God's kingdom. Force is a word that denotes power, strength, straining. An object with momentum is going to be hard to stop. When I used to walk across the fight lines, I used to see the massive planes, whether it was the jets that could fly Mach 1, or whether it's the big cargo planes, or whether it's the planes that would bring the fuel, midair fuel, or whether it's at an airport. You see the blocks, the chocks underneath the wheels. They're so small. One day I was sitting at the airport and I looked out and a plane was preparing for departure and it was over the next gate. And a man walked out, walked under the plane and put his hand under the wheels and took a little block of wood. And he just took it, walked to the other one, took it, and then plane moved out in a few minutes. That same plane, you can tell by the tail number. See, momentum does that. See, to stop an object, it is necessary to apply force against its motion for a given period of time. The more momentum which an object has, the harder it is to stop. We know that. We know it's natural in the world. We know that. That's why a train going down the track takes a long time for that train to stop. So it requires a greater amount of force or a longer amount of time to bring an object with more momentum to halt. That's why there is a runway. That's why there is a runway. We've seen some tragedy with the last few days. But the runway gives that plane an opportunity to fly. It's the running down the runway. Also in reverse, the plane needs that runway to slow its momentum down. You are a force of God's kingdom. A force acting for a given amount of time will change an object's momentum. See, today you are to gain new momentum. Get ready for the Lord to move on you in a new way. See, a lot of people resist that. Well, we never had church like this before. Mm-hmm. Well, we never had a move of God like this before. Well, God's moving now. Good. See, be a force. He will have a people filled with strength. This violent group of people will have an active and victorious power. They will demonstrate might and produce action against forces that are counteracting their goals. See, God wants you and the body of Christ in a certain position. We talked about that. Understanding your spiritual position, where you are in God. You're seated together in Christ in heavenly places. And God wants a people that will gain momentum. And this people goes against the enemy. Their actions will increase in motion. Listen to me. Every time you win a battle, you get stronger and the devil gets weaker in your life. The more they move, the more they'll keep moving. The more you move forward, the more you will keep forward. And God will have a people of accurate moral reason and judgment. Let me get some. I see the devil hates this. That's okay. Let him hate it. Their mind will be empowered by their understanding. Hear that? Their mind will be empowered by their understanding. They will be a people that know how to argue heaven's cause in the earth. That's right. Now, you move from force to power. You move from force to power. He will have a people of violence. Doesn't it say that? Violence. You know, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Right? They will exert power against resisting forces and conquer that which intends to stop their forward movement. Yeah. That's right. That's right. They will conquer. They don't sit back and say, okay, well, we'll just hang on here till Jesus comes. That's been the problem. We're just hanging in here till Jesus comes. See, Matthew 11, 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist unto now, notice now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. That now means now. Not only the day in which Jesus lived. That now is now. So what's happening is that the powers of evil are out there. And what they're doing out there is that they're pushing back against the kingdom of God. And a lot of times, most of the time, we just sit back and the devil runs right over it. You got to be active, you got to be powerful, and you could have to produce action against the enemy. You got to gain a momentum. As you go against the enemy, your actions will increase in motion. In other words, the more you move, the more they will keep moving. See, you move forward, you push against the forces of hell. Well, somebody says, well, why don't Jesus do it? Jesus already done it. That's why you have the authority to do it. Well, we just let Jesus take care of that. Mm-hmm. That's right. We'll just let Jesus just take care of that situation. Uh-huh. Okay. You see, Jesus has already done it. Jesus created victory for you to do it. That's what he said, I give you power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. See, the more you move forward, the more momentum you will have, and the more tenacity will be in your life. And you have to argue heaven's perspective. Move from force to power. He will have a people of violence. You will be able to exert power against the forces that come against you. See, he will have a people of virtue. Proverbs 31 woman is a great example of a violent one who caused her household to prosper. This woman had power to produce effects. God wants to demonstrate that force in your life. He will have a people who have the power to bind and loose. This is the season for that now. They will be able to look at the situation, contracts, hear me, and declare them either valid or invalid. I love what Kent Rogers said and Cindy said in that interview yesterday. I listened last night to the whole interview. Even though I conducted it, I sat down, Morgan and I, and we listened to the interview last night on Grace Point Radio. We didn't get it out of the system. We listened on Grace Point Radio. And Kent said something that he believes, that there'll be so much power and anointing in people's life is that they'll go into a room, they'll go into a shopping area, they'll go into a store, they'll go into work, and there'll be so much power in operating within them that as they walk along, people will be healed. The whole circumstances will change. The whole circumstances. That's what he was prophesying when he was in such bad shape, when he died for 25 minutes and he was in the hospital recovering. That you can declare things valid or invalid. You're going to be a person of destiny. You can use divine decrees to open up the way to accomplish every mission that you are assigned. God wants a people who move like a raging storm in the earth. When a territory or region has been violated through iniquity, they will create a storm of change to restore that territory back to God's plan of fullness. See, well, you hear people say, well, the devil's just taken over. Know why? Know why the devil's taken over? Because the church is doing nothing. The people of God are doing nothing. I mean, there's places that have been taken over by forces of hell. Demon activity, carnage in the streets. It's time to stand up. And if that's the town you live in or that's the city you're in, you stand up in the anointing of the Holy Ghost and you say, it will not happen. Like I just prayed for Tonga. It will not happen in Tonga. And around where Maranatha children's homes are, and around those children that are filled with AIDS and are sick. It's not gonna happen, spirit in Mozambique. Not gonna happen. And we cried out for prayer. It's not gonna happen in the name of Jesus. It will not come nigh their dwelling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not going to happen. Not going to occur. No. Not on my watch. The force that God has in your life will bring you into fulfillment. He will have a people who, like Jesus, fulfill the law without being confined by the law of the earth. They will remain within the boundaries that has been set, but they will reset boundaries that have been violated. Green set the boundaries. God's going to have a people filled with strength and power for war, spiritually. A violent people, like a troop, would drive out an enemy force and establish a beachhead for future victory. Hallelujah. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to take place. That's what God wants. And now's the time, right now. Now's the time, the season, the occasion. It's right now. It's today. It's today. It's today. So rise up in the Holy Spirit. Rise up in the power of God. Rise up in the word of the living Savior. And don't allow the enemy to destroy everything. No. Not going to allow that. Not going to allow that. Let me just make a social note here. All these problems we're having, you know about them, the border and this and that and sanctuary cities. And listen, that's natural. Step above that into the spirit realm. Step above that into the spirit realm. Look beyond crossing borders and look at this and go to the spiritual realm. Who do you think violence and lawlessness comes from? Sure doesn't come from God, does it? No. Think about it. We'll continue this.